How's it going, everybody? Matt here. It has been 6 months since I've come out with an episode of Energon Entries, but that doesn't mean that I've gone away, and I want to talk to you about a few things. So this is Energon Entries. Welcome back to Energon Entries, everybody. As always, I am your host, Matt. It has been a minute, and I just want to say that I miss all of you. It's strange to me that a Transformers podcast would get as popular as it has gotten, and that's not to say that it is uber popular or one of the most popular out there or whatever. It's just a matter of the fact that something that I did so flippantly, created a podcast that was silly, ended up being loved by more people than I ever thought was possible. And I want to come back with it. I've been recently watching some episodes, kind of getting my head straight. This has been a tough year for me, and I know people come here for Transformers talk, but I just need to be real about that over the last 6 months, so many things have happened in my life, and I've found it very difficult to be able to concentrate on something like a cartoon. But when I really think about it, I think it's time for me to get back to it, and I think it's time for me to bring myself back to watching something silly, to getting my mind right in a sense of, I think focusing on the silly stuff is really where I need to go. But I wanted to come back here and I wanted to let you hear my voice and let you know that I appreciate so many people. When I look at the analytics on Apple and Spotify, I've noticed that so many people have come to this content. It blows my mind. It truly blows my mind because it's been so long, but people have been finding it. And I want to shout out a few people who have left reviews on Apple Podcasts. To Nexus Poet, who left a review back in July. The review said, I'm personally a huge Transformers fan, and it's great to see a nice podcast that actually talks about the characters in the story instead of talking about the toys. God bless. Well, God bless you, first of all. I don't know what deity you believe in, but either way, I'm so glad that you left that review. For me, when it comes to Transformers, it was never really about the toys. It was always about the show. And when I started watching it as a 40-year-old, I started thinking about what I thought of the show now as opposed to what I thought as a kid. I think many times when we revisit something from our past or revisit something from childhood, I think a lot of times we sort of assume that it's going to be good or assume that we're going to love it. And I still do love it. I have Transformers figures behind me. My son, who is almost 6 years old now, he's into Transformers. It's just fun. It's fun in a way that it probably didn't feel when I was a kid. When you're a kid, everything seems so great and everything seems like it has stakes. And now when I watch my son go through it and to be able to share knowledge with him and to be able to share love of something, to me, that's a lot of fun. And when it comes to toys, I never really cared about that stuff. I mean, I cared about it as a kid. You always like having toys. But I know when I was doing research, market research on whether I should come out with this pod or not, I did find that there was a heavy presence of toys because I think collectors and people who are trafficking in nostalgia, which is what a lot of the podcasts are, including this one, it was a huge emphasis on toys and collections. As somebody who comes from the sneaker world, that was something that I kind of felt like I didn't want to get into. It wasn't necessary for me to love Transformers as a concept because I didn't have toys. It wasn't necessary for me to have the collection. Kudos to the people who do have the collection, because I think that everybody has something that they collect. If it's old school Transformers toys or all the Transformers toys, there's nothing wrong with that at all. As a matter of fact, you do you. But for the purposes of this show, it was about the actual show, the crafting of the narratives, the character development, and that's what I enjoy in terms of watching it and trying to find a perspective for it. So I really appreciate that review because it is true. It's true to what I have been doing and want to do with this podcast. And the other one comes from Obud. I love how you go so much in depth in this show. I love, love, love it. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you love it and that it connects with somebody. Full transparency, when I started doing content and podcasting back in 2020, much like a lot of people, my feelings were, if I can reach one person who is not family or who is not a friend, then I've done something good with this podcast, or I've done something good with content. I think many people have a platform and they don't realize the influence that they can have. And to me, I think that's very important that you think about who you could be touching, the lives that you could be touching. I've had people reach out who have found this podcast and love it. And that means the world to me. It means the world that something trivial that I created, a relative nobody here in the United States and honestly internationally, to hear from people for whom the age bracket is about the same and you feel this connection to something that I've said about a show, I love that. I truly do. And I want to hear from as many people as possible. I've given the email out before, mattyicemedia@gmail.com, mattyicemedia@gmail.com. Reach out. What do you want to hear from me? I want to go back and finish season two. I want to finish the entirety of Generation One, and I do want to get into the movie. My son is very close in age to being able to, I think, handle it emotionally. The movie was a ride, folks. It really was for me. But I'm going to give you that with the same flair that I always do. I'm going to give it to you with the commentary that I always do. And look, the commentary isn't for everybody. I'm a snarky bastard, what can I say? And that's the way I kind of look at this show. That's the way I look at these characters. Because in our minds, I think we have put Optimus Prime and this show on a pedestal. Optimus Prime is great, no doubt. But I think the writing from the time period in which it came out was cliche. I'm sure if I watched any other cartoon from that era, I would feel the same way. So I'm applying that logic to this show, and it was a lot of fun. So I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate everybody who has reached out. I remember doing birthday shout-outs earlier this year for little guys who were listening to this show. And I believe Jenny in Canada, if you're listening, thank you. Hope you're still listening. Hope this excites you. And I'll be back. I will be back sooner than you think. Hopefully by this weekend. Hopefully next week. But I do want to come back. I do want to finish what we started. It was never over. It was just a break. I'll talk to you next time.